Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Even if the chimney is structural, yes. As long as it's in the, it'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be okay. Now,
leave it open in case any animals want to get in there. You know, it's still a few months of winter left.
No more possums, no more rats.
Right. More teachers' dirty looks.
Between you and I.
I was going to get bangs today. Anyway, go to the website.
He just looks at me like I'm crazy.
Because all you like is bang butts. That's the only bangs you find.
You know what? No, I don't have a subscription. If you're out there.
5 stars for charisma.
And if you've got a radio station, which I'm fine for, the international flavor.
Sure.
And it's telling you it's 7 o'clock in Mumbai, then.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Where in the world? Mike O'Mara.
He's on the phone.
Woo!
So now, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let us go to our international phone line and speak. Where in the world is Mike O'Mara? To the man. Mike, how are you? Where are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, but I'm in bed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I've been in bed all day today. I'm not feeling too perky.
Oh no!
Yeah, Mike,
Hi.
Good morning. Last time we talked to you, you were having a wonderful ride on a hot air balloon.
Yeah, in a basket.
Yeah, I ate something last night called a horned cucumber.
Ooh.
And it's they say you got to be a little wary of some of the stuff. I did. Earlier in the day, eat some guava jelly that might have been a problem, but I don't think that was it. I think it was the salad with this. It's kind of like our cucumber, but it tastes like it's kind of a combination of cucumber with a little banana flavor to it. But
like a sweeter cucumber, yeah.
And I've been knocked on my ass. We're here in Pretoria. I'm at a place called Goody's Guest House, and
Goody's.
I'm just dragging my ass today, but I wanted to check in. We had to cancel our trip today. We were going to go to Sun City in the Valley of the Waves today, which is I was really looking forward to. It's a really nice water park, but we weren't able to do it.
I'm looking, Mike, at a picture. Pony's actually holding up a picture of a horned cucumber. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, it looked great, and I was all over it.
But how do they serve it? You know, do they cook it? Or do they slice
it? Like a salad. Like it's sliced like you'd slice a cucumber in the salad. And, I don't want to go into detail, but it's been coming out both ends.
Oh, today, so.
I thought horned cucumber was code for bedroom play.
I wish. Carla's out jogging again.
Yeah. She didn't eat any of the cucumber?
No, falling out the balcony off the balcony, and we're not going to get in the way of her 80-day obsession. God forbid.
You know,
she's
activewear.
Yeah, she's been activewear.
Hey, there's a laugh. There's that smile we love.
Yes. Now, there's an outside chance I won't be able to check in tomorrow because as bad as I feel today, we are not canceling our trip to the Polanisburg Game Reserve because. I'm not coming back from this trip without pictures of white and black rhino. I wanted to see rhinos. Rhinos have always been, Rob, you know that. Rhinos have always been a thing for me.
Yes.
I love rhinos, you know.
Always and, have. That and hot air ballooning.
If I don't get pictures of them, I'm not coming home. So I hopefully, you know, I'll recover. I feel better than I did first thing this morning. This afternoon, I'm going to try some Puta Pop and Mealy bread.
Oh, that should be delicious.
Today.
Mike, I know something that'll bring you joy. Yesterday I arrived to Casa de Santana, and I had in the mail my first Valentine.
Aww.
Of the Valentine's Day season. And it comes from Fort Myers, Florida, and it came from your son, little Michael, who was kind enough to write me a thank you Valentine.
Isn't that nice?
It's so sweet.
That is wonderful.
That's terrific. He's a good boy. He's a really, really good boy. And he's a sweet kid. He's a sensitive kid. And I'm just glad he didn't, he's not here eating corn cucumber. That's for sure.
I bet he's going to be excited to see the pictures of the white and the black rhinos.
Yeah, well, I'm getting out of here whether I'm, whether I'm pooping and puking or not. I'm going to get out of here and do it. And,
it's a brown Lego type of day.
It is a brown Lego day.
You know, the way I look at it, as long as I go easy on the Wit Blitz, I should be okay.
Go easy on the what?
South Africa. Wit Blitz, it's the African white lightning. It's kind of a moonshiny type of thing.
Yeah.
It's what they serve here. I want to make sure that I go on record. That had nothing to do with it.
No, of course not.
Nothing to do with it whatsoever. But, in Pretoria, I'm sitting here on the outskirts of a city, and that's not what I came here for, guys.
No.
I came here to see the countryside. That's the main reason. And, it's very frustrating. But you have to be aware, fresh fruits are washed in water, and sometimes the water's suspect. And, at least it's not any kind of insect-borne illness. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
There are lots of bugs out here. Lots of bugs, Rob.
How big are the bugs?
Oh, God, they can pick you up and fly you away.
Oh, that's a big bug. Are you sure it's not a bird?
No, the birds. And then, Carla seems to think that grouse that I ate the first night we were here might have had some parasites in it. But, I said, honey, why don't you go do your 80-day obsession, and if a worm comes out of my butt, I'll tell you you were right, okay?
Activewear.
Activewear.
Pound sand, yeah.
She's
not good with sick people, what?
I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe you can give us a little more detail on this, the Witlets?
Wit Blitz. WITBLITS. It's kind of a clear liquor that they make in South Africa.
How's the flavor profile? Yeah. Does it burn a little bit?
It burns like there's no tomorrow, but the buzz is really good.
Yeah.
The buzz, that's what
the
I wanted to ask
is
you.
Really good.
Can you compare the buzz to a Irish whiskey type of buzz, or is it more like a margarita
more
buzz?
Like tequila.
Tequila.
Okay. Just a little rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, very much tequila. They say that if you really want to, this 24-hour thing that I have, they say if you really want to shake it, you just drink a little of the Wit Blitz. And, if you drink the Wit Blitz while you're eating your mealy bread, which is kind of like cornbread, it's their version of cornbread. They say that might help. But if I do that, that would come right back up.
Is it made with corn or is it made with another grain?
I'm not a chef, okay, Rob?
Hey, know. I'm just trying to find out.
Hey, I'm not feeling well, okay?
Yeah, that brings another thing.
Thank you for holding down the fort, but I'm really feeling ill.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear you sound sad like this.
How's the diver?
How's what?
The diverticulitis.
Good. I mean, there's nothing in there to divertic.
So there's that. There's that.
I've cleaned it all out, and I'm doing fine with that.
You're on a no residue diet.
Watching, no residue.
I watched your show, the live version of the show.
Right.
And I watched the chat group too. So let me just say hi to Amy Taylor. Big fan.
Yeah.
And JC can lick it.
Oh
dear.
Get a life, you pathetic piece of crap.
Mm.
You know what I mean? All those people there that do that.
You jumped
know,
in.
You watch a show and no, I didn't jump in. No. Mike, I just observed. I just observed from afar.
That's Mike, I know that we worked. You and I actually worked really hard together planning this trip.
You know
trip.
What I've always said, Rob. You know what I've always.
What have you
said?
Always said?
If we still manage to be hated that much after all these years,
yes.
We must be doing something right.
Yeah, I agree. Now, when we got together, you and I, over the past few months and planned this dream trip, your bucket list trip, and we put you at Goody House there in Pretoria, how is the
beautiful.
Medical... How is it beautiful?
Well, it's, Rob, as you know...
Yes.
As you know, Rob.
Yes, Mike.
finances were a consideration.
However, no expense was spared.
What's a thread count on the sheets there?
It's fine, but it's you're on your own if you get the collie wobbles.
Oh, so there's no like house doctor?
Yeah, doctor.
No, it's not a house. It's a major city. If I need medical attention, I'll go to the hospital. It's like anywhere else, you know.
What about pharmacies?
I mean, it's not like you think Rob thinks I'm under a tent. It's Pretoria. Look it up on Google it.
I've seen it.
The excursions that I go on, I venture out from.
Is Pretoria larger or smaller than Baltimore?
Smaller than Baltimore, larger than Tyson's Corner.
Okay.
But still, it's a hub of activity.
Like in Annapolis.
I'm sorry to hear you coughing with some respiratory.
It's the government center. It's where the government is. It's the capital.
And that's why you chose it.
Maybe like a Richmond?
No, I didn't choose. What is the deal? I didn't choose it for that. I got a good package, and they have a lot of excursions right here.
Matt, are you wearing a wristband so you have access to these excursions?
No, I'm not wearing.
Oh, because all inclusive smells package.
Right, you're right.
No, it's not all inclusive. I'm staying at a hotel, and I've booked a few excursions. It's not a wristband. I'm not in Disney World. I'm in a foreign country, for Christ's sake.
You know, if you have a wristband, sometimes you go to the front of the line.
Well, because I remember during spring break, I'd always have a wristband.
I'm not at King's Dominion, you ass.
I meant at the hospital. You want faster service.
I don't have to go to the hospital. I've got the Okay.
Excuse us.
Wow.
I was just saying because of the wristband, if you have the right wristband, then you could get the top shelf liquor. But if you have the wrong one, then you're getting rail.
Well, Rob's got me in King's Dominion. Oscar's got me like in a nightclub for a Super Bowl party. I'm totally confused.
Are you having fun?
I'm totally confused.
Fun is the best thing to have.
I've had an amazing time. I love the international travel. I mean, I like that. I've got a few stories for some people, but outside of a couple of people that were a little overzealous with searching my bags, I didn't have any body cavity search or anything like that. So, that's pretty cool. And Carla's maintaining her fitness regimen.
Sure.
Right. and I'm trying to sample the local cuisine and hopefully, not be barfing at midnight the night before I have to call you guys. But it's a beautiful day here. It's very, very clear, and it's a little chillier for today than it was yesterday.
This from the control room, Mike. The team is asking, would an AK-47 get you to the front of the line? Is that the type of resort you're in?
No, I'm in a city. I'm not in the middle of. A civil war or anything like that. I just go, and I want to go to a game reserve because, I'm over here to see what people come to Africa to see, which
right.
is animals.
That's right.
Because, I don't know why you guys are putting me in some kind of scenario.
Did you pick up any animal
hides? What do you think I am doing? Making this up?
No, of course not. No.
My dad used to come back from Africa and bring back gifts that were given to him by dignitaries. Like he's got a cheetah hide.
Sure.
An antelope hide. Are you bringing back any hides?
First of all, I'm not bringing hides because we're not doing hunting. I'm not friggin' Jimmy John, okay?
Yeah.
I'm over here just exploring and seeing the scenery, and any hunting I'm going to do is going to be with my camera. If you want to bring hides, why don't you have Todd Moore come over here? I bet he'd like to bag an endangered species.
Something
That's
classy would be an ivory... An ivory ashtray?
No.
We go for that.
Ivory's verboten. Ivory is verboten.
Have you ever seen those umbrella stands that are made out of an elephant's foot?
Okay, that is too far.
Is it?
Bring two if you bring one.
Right. Well, they actually come in sets of four.
Rob is taking us back right now to the days of like Humphrey Bogart movies. That's what he's doing.
Well, the problem is there's no good, you can't find a good umbrella stand anymore.
No, I've already picked out the gifts that I'm bringing back for you guys. Anyway, I've already got anything. I've got a really cool wallet for Oscar.
Nice.
That he may or may not like.
I can't wait.
I've got a wall hanging. I've got a wall hanging for Rob and for Pony. They're not similar at all. They're totally, but I think they're going to love these. And I've got a little statue for Matty Masiella.
Statue.
It's going to be very nice. Yeah. It's kind of, it's similar to, well, it's a smaller version of one of the statues you might have seen in the Birdcage.
Oh. Mike, this from our YouTube page, watching live.
Yeah.
Is it true that Mike's going to bring back a new bed frame for a Sleep Number bed made out of elephant feet?
No, I'm not making. No, there's nothing in danger. I'm not hunting. I'm over here observing.
Yes.
All right. I'm over here observing. And, you know, it's just wonderful, Oscar, that you're on the chat group every day talking to these people and giving them my very, very best. I'm dying over here.
I will say this, Mike. You're not just observing, but by supporting the economy of that area, you're also preserving.
You're keeping the dollars in Africa.
And I think it's great the amount of wildlife that is going to live to see another day because of your enthusiastic support of the Praetorian economy.
I remember I got an email last week from American Express. They said, when in Africa, shop Africa.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Making Africa great again.
You know something? I think I got to get off the phone.
Oh, you got an urgency?
I do. I really, really. Well, I don't have an urgency. I've got a problem.
Oh dear!
Oh no!
Yeah.
You slide into
first. We don't have plastic sheets.
Oh no! Yeah, you need some activewear.
I'm really, really sorry. I'll try to send some pictures tomorrow.
No pictures. Don't take any right now.
Not from today. Tomorrow.
No, I won't take it. Oh, no, I'm fine. False alarm.
Well.
Wow, boy.
Well, we should probably let you go before you have to cough.
Much like the stock market, I thought the bubble burst, if you know what I mean. Hey, listen, boys, you take care. It's really been a slice of heaven.
Feel better.
And I'm looking forward to bringing back the gifts for all of you.
Can't wait to see that statue.
Okay, as they say in Africa, au revoir.
Bye, Mike.
Don't
forget
the feet.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Where in the world is Mike O'Mara? I can almost envision the statue. Probably made of ivory, and he didn't know it. That's the thing. That was Mike.
Let me say this. Where in the world is Mike O'Mara? Yes. Thank you, Mike, for calling in.
Always a pleasure.
It does creep me out that you have this obsession, because we do talk about these umbrella stands from time to time.
It comes up.
And I remember being younger, and you'd scroll through National Geographic, and you'd look at the deforestation of some of these jungles and what the ecosystem was turning into.
Right.
And once in a while, you'd see in the corner at the bazaar or the market, open air market, you'd see these accoutrements.
Sure.
An
occasional piece.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh, that's so gross.
It really, really is, and I think that's why I tend to mention it, because it is the most detestable, horrible thing, but the fact that it existed is
horrible.
Could
you imagine, speak Oscar.
Yeah.
Imagine.
That's my favorite John Lennon album.
Imagine all the people.
John Lennon.
Do you imagine the four-post bed?
Oh, that'd be...
with just feet?
Horrible.
You're like, oh man, these feet aren't tall enough. Now we got to put a brick under them.
It's a bitch to move, too.
Let's start.
Heavy. Hold on, I got one thing before we start. Cheese news. And when I saw this, I thought of Miss Maddie.
Can we do that when we get back?
No, it's just, I just got to get it.
I'm just going to get you go. We're starting the show. That was a good time to start the show. Cheese news. What a transition. Jesus Christ.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm back. Thank
I apologize.
I
got to
drive
crabby.
The show Cheese News.
All right, for Cheese News.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the
You're going to be
Mara
sad
show.
You missed it.
We're going to talk about it later.
Maybe we won't.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Might not give you any cheese news.
O'Hara, are you okay?
Do I look okay?
Should we call a doctor?
No, it's this day. Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, she's fine. Valentine's Day, not so good.
What are you doing tonight, Calvin?
I'm actually here about the Sean Jackson interview, but we could talk.
Relax, I'm not asking you out. I'm just curious. How are you spending this happiest of all days? No.
Let me just...
You sure you don't want to call somebody?
I just want to know if, in fact, I am the only person on the whole freaking planet who is completely and 100% alone on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm working. I got 3 telecasts, 9, 10, and 11 o'clock. Usually I do 2, but people want it off, so I'm happy to cover for them on this day.
You don't like to go out on Valentine's Day?
I hate it.
Me too. It's my fault. I'm alone. I'm neurotic to the nth degree. I don't have time to work on myself because I'm too busy fixing everyone else.
Right.
My closest relationship is with my BlackBerry.
Right.
Thank God it vibrates.
Oh,
no. Do you know who has always been there for me?
Who's that?
My best friend, Candy. I cannot get enough.
Oh.
And I know it's bad, but I need it. I need it, and there is not a shortage on Valentine's Day. And that is my future. I'll be a lonely old lady with a rotting teeth and a chocolate mustache.
No, you're not. Oh.
I don't want a mustache.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Feel better, Mike. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on our fantastic smartphone application downloaded today. Get our show all day, every day, thanks to TMOS Live. You can write us at P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, or call us anytime, just like Mike did, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and the Mike O'Mara Show is excited and thrilled to announce that in 2019, our partnership with Zappos continues.
Yes, it does.
We love our Zappos. Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories, and thanks to over 1,000, that's over 1,000 trusted brand names.
1,000.
Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they will love. Now, our partnership with them is built on listener support. So when you need footwear, apparel, basically anything that you put on, please think Zappos first. You will love their legendary customer service because, frankly, there is none better. And for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. You shop, you save, and mostly, you support. As always, Zappos.com provides fast free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code get you 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Thank you to Zappos.com, and thanks to Zappos.com, there has never been a better time to look your best. So thank you, Zappos. Now, Oscar.
Yes.
You sent me a text this morning that saddened me. You said, Uber is dead to me.
Dead to me.
Dead to me. How did it go this morning?
Okay, so
there was an early session at the Village. So
Village.
So Pod Dog and Peach were already here when I got here getting ready.
They left here roughly at my house 7:30 in the morning. Right?
And Rob Ford, who is not a part of your household, Rofo, but he was Rofo, also here. Rofo, 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 Rofo. Rofo.
We like to get here. Well, they do. We. Let's when we have a new broadcast, they get here roughly an hour and a half beforehand.
They're launching something new today at the Village.
Yes.
Oh, so, good. That's awesome.
Now, that's nor here nor there, but Shannon does run half of that production.
Yes.
And Rob is point man, executive producer, another. So when my wife leaves this morning, she says, by the way, you have to stay. Because I could have come with her.
Right.
Because the roofers are here. The roofers are here. The roofers are here.
Oh, that's exciting. The roof. The roof. Yes. The roof is being fixed.
Now, if you ever want to be a peeping Tom, know that I have a skylight above my bathtub. So yes. She tells me the roofers are here as I'm getting in the actual shower.
Nice.
And I said, well.
And your house is just circled with drones.
I'm sure grown men.
From people
men
that want to see you soap up.
Want to see this.
Yes, soap like, up oh, with Oscar.
Looks like this is a cable wire running across the roof. We're going to have to cut it, as they did today, with no internet.
Oh.
So. They
did you go with the you went with the recommended by a neighbor?
They're not doing anything wrong. They're 10. They're at an absolute 10. The guys were on time.
Well, where if they cut your cable, they're best a 9.5.
Now they, in fairness, when I said no internet, they said yes, sir. We had to disconnect it. We will reconnect it once the new roof is on.
Okay, so they didn't cut it. They just disconnected.
Because this is how my cable rolls. Just to give you this, and for those of you that live in the suburbs of the DMV or maybe around the country, where you actually have a cable line going directly to your house that's hidden underground, nice and pretty and neat. feel free to take some glee and joy. You may have a longer commute to work, but you don't have to deal with this nonsense.
Well, you live in an ancient neighborhood.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm really not overstating it, where all lines and stuff are above ground.
On my house, some other neighbors dish for their DirecTV.
Right.
Don't know what's going to happen to that. Didn't even think about that. Throw it over the roof. Throw it over the side
right.
At this point. I'm getting a new roof. Don't need holes in it. Thank you. I should probably text the guy that and say, that's not my DirecTV. Go ahead and chuck it over.
Well,
over.
By the time he gets home to watch Wheel tonight, it ain't going to be there.
He's
going
to have a problem. Here's probably need to text him. Don't have his number.
Yeah, the category of the puzzle, things that used to be on Oscar's roof.
So, they're removing the chimney, the chimenea.
Yeah.
Gone, right?
Gone.
And by the way, everybody that wrote me and said that there was going to be some dust and debris, you were right. Because terrifying, if you don't know what's going on, I'm in my bedroom. I hear the roar. And I'm like, all right, well, I hope I don't see daylight soon, because I originally thought when you took off roof, because I'm an idiot when it comes to home things,
they're going to take off the entire
like
layer,
a dollhouse.
Yes, exactly.
Let's put a new roof on and we'll throw this roof on and a crane will come and then rebuild it and we'll go from there.
Exactly.
So that's not what happens. They get to work and time is money. These guys are moving.
Sure.
7:30, they're already banging, clanking. I walk outside, I said, do you need me for anything? They said, yes, we'll need you for another 15 minutes. Time flies, it's 8:50. I'm like, I got to go to work, sir. Mm-hmm. I will leave this door unlocked, and whatever you need, come rob. Come rob, take whatever you need. We're good.
Help yourself to punch and
yes,
cookies.
Yes, yes. My girl's hamper is to the left. You don't want to go to the one to the right. We're good to go if they're creeps.
So you're actually directing them to the discarded lingerie.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to save you some time.
That's not okay.
So I yell that up and they, thank you, sir. We would have gone to the right, not the left. They gave me the heads up and—
You know what? There's nothing wrong with them desiring your lingerie, Oscar.
They seem good. And I give them a thumbs up. I said, grab water, anything out of the fridge. We don't have much, but it's yours. There really isn't that much because the fridge is so small and my girl just eats frozen burritos and yogurt. So.
Are they still on the air?
And I said.
Yes.
All right. Uber time, 8:45. 8:45, okay. Uber shows up in 2 minutes, 3 minutes. There's surge pricing. And surge pricing, for those of you not in the know, for any subscriber or an app, whether you Lyft or Uber, that means it costs more money.
I thought it meant your driver was named Surge.
No. What sucks about surge time as well, it takes longer for them to get you.
Well, it's
so you're
all
paying more and you're taking longer to get to work.
Supply and demand, everybody.
That's not that big a deal. It's part of the game. I always knew that was going to be the case. It cost me $15 to get up in an Uber X, right? The guy shows up in, well, a pretty nice sedan.
And for people that are around the country saying, that's ridiculous to spend $15 for your commute. You know, I spend $11 to park. So
just
it's really,
park, right?
It's just the cost of doing business in the city.
It's a push. I don't have a car. I did the math. This is all adding. I went worst case scenario when I was taking a black car to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's surge pricing, that's cost prohibitive. I take an X.
All right.
No woe is me. This is my life. I do this to myself.
Right on.
Get in the car. And once in every blue moon, you will get a guy that forgot to wear deodorant.
Yes.
Now. That's fine. At like late night, you're getting home, you're at a bar, you're like, oh, this guy's had a long day. He's been working all day, man. He's
making ends meet.
It's 2 a.m.
Minus it's
probably his third job. At 8 something in the morning,
you want
should
them
be
daisy fresh.
Fresh.
Yep.
You should be fresh, and you should, and at the very least, you should not have an attitude and know how to drive. So,
this is what you require.
And my Uber rating,
yes.
Which is as important as my personal well-being,
yes.
Because that will allow you to get an actual car faster. You'll get something quicker. If you have a higher Uber rating, they will get to you fast.
Mm-hmm.
My Uber rating's almost back up to 4.9 out of 5.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Because right? I'm a nice guy. I understand people's issues. When you're late, I'm not mad. If you have an attitude, I'll let it slide a little bit. But when you have an attitude and your car smells and, God forbid, you know how to drive.
Yes.
When you don't know how to drive, that's a trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm getting up the hill, I don't say anything. I'm texting the guys. I'm checking last minute news that broke, seeing what's going on. And I get to what is our little intersection here where you make a left.
Yes.
I have done this move, and you pro tip for those of you out there, if you've got an awkward intersection, always get off on the right-hand side. It's easier, wherever traffic is flowing.
Yeah.
So for me, it's on the right-hand side. I usually do this. But I miscalculated and I said, sir, I'm on the left. Can you make that left? And I also a tall tale sign of someone that's actually doing their job says, would you like to be dropped off on the left or right?
Yes.
Because the machine says, drop Oscar off on the left side.
That's they where, really that's should verify at. Part of their
it
job.
It says that, but they're like, how about the right? Because
yeah.
it's easier. If I'm feeling like I'm in a good mood, no big deal. I can have time to walk across the street. No, I don't, you know what? Who cares?
Right.
But this guy.
This
was,
is why you're a 4.9 guy.
He was not going to get away with the drop off on the right hand side.
Oh, no.
Because I was going to show him.
Mm-hmm.
Now. As a younger man, quick flashback, my parents can't drive. So
this got really almost psychologically deep at the drop of a hat.
I've had experience with this my entire life. Foreigners driving badly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My dad backed up in somebody's car in a 7-Eleven. At a 7-Eleven, he backed up into somebody's car when typically a 7-Eleven just has one-way parking.
Yeah.
He somehow found a way to hit another car in a 7-Eleven.
That's pretty all good. Right. I mean, that's as far as bad driving goes, that's really top-notch.
This is when he was in his 60s. The man's almost 80 now.
Sure.
So my entire
and
life.
And they still haven't caught him.
My mom clipping pillars at work.
Yeah.
Like Freddy Krueger hitting any part of her vehicles and blaming the world. Getting dropped from Geico, having to go to Allstate, and then Allstate dropping them. They go, like, all they do is they're a carnival of insurance companies. And for some reason, I feel like, okay, this guy can make a left. He should be able to make a left at a busy intersection.
He is an Uber driver in Washington, D.C. This is not a tall
and
order.
Follow along at home.
Right.
There is two lanes that are oncoming traffic.
Right.
We are turning into the two lanes. And what happens sometimes, people will be courteous and they'll stop their car.
Let you make your
and
turn.
And then they'll highlight their blinker and signal to you, their high beams, and signal to you, hey, I got you in the first lane. I'm going to look out on the blind side and let you know and wave you across.
Right, little help.
This guy, white-knuckled, paralyzed, as this nice van from a HVAC company, this guy stops. He says, clearly this guy doesn't know how to drive. He saw it in his eyes.
Right?
He saw me panicked in the back. I said, I'm going to die. At this terrible intersection. And
to a thrilling movie.
And I said, sir, the man is signaling, like I would to my parents when I was younger. I was like, hey, Papa, this signal que vaya. And I'm like, sir, this guy, he's giving you the I'm going to take care of you sign.
Right.
International high beams, thumbs up, I got you, finger to the eye, pointing he's to the right.
Helping
I got you,
out. You
cleared, right?
Yeah, go ahead and take advantage of his courtesy.
He goes, yes, my friend, I know. I said, no. He's watching. And by this time, I'm perched up in my seat, looking through the van's back door, seeing if any cars are coming through. This is not a Fast and Furious situation.
No.
This is simple Simon driving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, no, you're clear, sir. You're clear. That van's not moving. You're clear. White knuckled. Finally decides to go. You know when he goes?
When?
At the wrong time when a car is about to hit us.
Of course.
I yell, no, because we're going to die.
Right.
And I don't have my seatbelt on because I'm an idiot. And I'm sitting back there just trying to figure out how to backseat drive the place.
And also people should know at this point you are 40 feet.
40 feet.
40 feet from work.
By the way, I was thinking of just getting out and walking across myself.
You probably should.
Without a car.
Probably should.
Left the guy for dead. Should have done that. Brakes screech.
Right. Brake screech.
Brakes. My head is breaking. Breaking. And then I'm like, what was that? He goes, you told me to go. I said, don't go. I said, go earlier.
Yeah.
Like, this is a delay. And the guy spoke English. This was not a language barrier. The guy knew exactly what we were doing. He's frozen.
Right.
Honking ensues.
Oh, it's always good. That helps.
I say, 5 stars, get out of the car in the middle of the intersection, walk across.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to this wonderful company, these wonderful ride-sharing company. Yeah, anybody. There's got to be a test you can give. Just one test. Like something, even on your app, build it into your actual software. Build it something that can track if people can get from point A to point B without taking too much time or being too fast.
Right.
If it's too fast, they may be A-hole drivers. If it's too slow, they might not know how to drive.
They need to sort of absorb the arithmetic
mean. Is that a fair
mean.
Observation?
It's very fair.
Right?
Very fair. And this is not a tall order, this left turn.
Now, I'm definitely going to get knocked because that guy's giving me 1 star for getting out in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there goes my integrity. I won't reach 4.9 until next year.
Maybe he'll give you 5 stars because you prevented him from having to turn. Maybe he's going to say thank you.
No, but this also reminded me of one other driver that I know, Matt Bloom.
Oh, yeah.
Old Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Pone Bone.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
How you feeling?
I'm great.
When you make that left, By the way, thank you for getting me set.
I don't make that left.
But why don't you make that left?
Well, because I come from the other direction. I come down Captain
Jones. If you had to. You have in the past.
I've done it before, yeah.
Is it terrifying?
It is a bad place to try and turn left, but I wouldn't say it's terrifying.
It's no big deal, right?
No.
And you hate the city.
At the worst possible scenario.
Hate driving the city.
You wait until the light is yellow, and you do the last minute turn.
Yeah.
And that's the worst possible scenario. Because you know what? The time we get here, Wisconsin Avenue is not bumper to bumper. There's brakes in the traffic.
People are worried about people crossing the street there.
No, no. I hit the pedestrians. Yeah. They don't care. No.
And to clarify, thank you, Pony, for writing nothing. To clarify, I would say that.
Pedestrians gave him 5 stars.
Yes.
Turn your mic off.
I know I'm the worst here. Like, I get it. I'm a bad driver. I don't have a car. This is all my problem. I'm just saying. If you're a multi-billion-dollar company, you might be going public soon. Figure out a way to create a little program in here that uses the GPS that says this guy is a solid driver.
Yeah, and you know what? Do you suppose it would be easy for them to access his driving record with a local law enforcement agency and see if he has any trouble that way?
And you know what? I'm going to look at his stats right now.
Good.
All right, this guy is getting...
Does he have a first name?
No, I'm not going to share that with you because...
Aha, you know what? That was a test and you passed it.
Fair to the innocent. Okay. Let's go back to the guilty. Okay. I'm currently 4.8. I was 4.89. Okay. Now I'm 4.88.
Okay, well, that's inconsequential.
That's a 1 star from this guy. The rating system moves fast.
Yeah, it does.
I got dropped by 1.
That's not bad, though. That's still technically a 4.9 if you round up.
No, it's not.
It is.
This is what stinks about this. You rate each other. You rate each other blindly. You don't know what's happening.
Wait, there. He was blind?
No, I'm just saying that you could willy-nilly. Like, he might not like the... Oh, clearly, we had a situation where we both died, and I was trying to pressure him into making a left. But still, no need to knock me on my Uber rating.
Yeah, but you know what? You have an advantage in the fact that this is obviously an outlying situation. You're a great Uber client. You use it all the time. And because you have so many, one rating isn't going to carry a lot of weight.
These are big city problems. This is not a situation. I'm just saying. I feel like technology as a whole, even for me, I think Flow Progressive has that little doohickey you put in your car.
Yeah.
And says you can save money by driving safe.
Yeah.
Don't care about that.
You don't.
I want them to make that little thing for these ride sharing services that you can save money by being efficient and a good driver.
And you're going to make this happen.
I'm just saying this is I think there's a lot of people that get in there and say, look, maybe not just 5 stars, maybe a 5-star, 5-question system.
I see. Like, okay, I like that.
Hygiene. Right?
Well, yeah, I don't think Flo's button does hygiene.
Hygiene on that. 5 stars, smells great.
I'm not even sure, right? Flo could pass that.
That's one. Then you have one for, let's say, overall attitude, like not energy, but more personality.
Okay.
Okay, so hygiene, personality.
How about, let's say, charisma?
Better.
Thank you. We're turning this into Dungeons and Dragons.
Hygiene, charisma.
That's right. Strength, power.
No, we're not. But so that's two, right?
Uh huh.
That's two. Maybe three. Maybe three is not too many. And then your overall. So
reaction time. Skills.
No.
Mad skills.
No, no. I would say not efficiency, because then everybody's gonna be drive fast. I'm really thinking this out. Initiative. No, initiative isn't the right word. Maddie, you
because ride. To be honest, if you had a lot of initiative, you're probably not driving an Uber.
These guys are from the burbs. The last time they were in an Uber was probably with us. Is Maddie in there?
She is.
Maddie.
Yes.
Okay, you have been, I guess you've been chronicled on the show that you have an alter ego when you get into your Ubers.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes,
of course.
Matta,
okay. Would you, if I started an online petition on one of these cockamamie sites, right?
Yeah.
That lets you like get 500,000 petitions and someone writes a story about it.
Uh-huh.
Would you sign my petition for a multiple question 5-star system on these ride sharing services?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So let's go hygiene, charisma. What else would you like to see there?
Well, for me, it's always a test because they give you an ETA. And so if I get there before the ETA, then I'm really impressed and I'm happy.
Oh, okay.
If
they get there, right?
Well, no, you don't want speed because
I do want speed.
I know, but you can't say speed.
Is it promptness?
Is it reliability?
Reliability.
That's a good one.
Reliability. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, this is a bonus, accoutrement.
Oh, the environment
of because some people go all out. Like I jumped into a Lyft one time, a disco ball was in there, right inside the car. I was like, this guy knows how to party, and he had gummy bears everywhere. Now, either he was selling drugs and participating in this ride-sharing service.
Did the gummy bears make you really appreciate the disco ball? Because they might have been special gummy bears.
Gummies for days, kids. Meanwhile, we're in like our late 40s. In our late 30s.
Take your shirt off.
But if you have candy, mints are a must.
Mints are nice.
Sometimes even a dirty water that's been in there for months and no one's ever touched.
Those little baby Costco waters. Yeah,
I'll take that. Sure. I know that it probably has a bunch of DNA on it, but that fact that you offered it.
Nice, hot, little bottled water.
Yeah. Seat covers. I don't know how I feel about seat covers.
Well, I always feel that they're hiding something if they have seat covers.
You get into this business. I get you want to protect your car, but I don't know what's under that seat cover.
I think you know what's under that seat cover.
No, I just don't know if it's puke or it's clean or there's dog hair. I don't know what's happening.
Someone was playing with brown Legos?
Yeah, but that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is.
And you know they have a rule against that.
Against what?
Seat covers.
What's the rule? I didn't know there was a rule.
Yeah, because I got some inside intel for those of you out there. They will remove you from the service if you get dinged for seat covers.
Really?
Yes. Because as you just said, people don't like seat covers.
Well, of course not.
Yeah. Now, I don't write, hey, this guy had seat covers. I just give everybody 5 stars.
Hey.
You got a bad day. But if you can't drive, you got an attitude, and I want to give you my role of Aqua from Old Spice, then we have an issue.
And also, I dare say, I know there are a lot of things at play when you're looking for a 5-star transportation experience. Almost getting killed ranks way above seat covers, at least to me.
Yeah. So. And I shouldn't have to get out in the middle of the road.
No, you shouldn't.
And forget about, even if I was early, this guy couldn't make a left. Terrified. Then I say, sir, well, look, if you want to be a good Samaritan, you say, this is a dead-end street. You can get out through that access road.
Sure.
Right? See what I see? What does he do? Because I look back. I know. I was like, this guy's not taking that access road. He's going to be too scared.
Right.
He goes up the ramp in CVS and then back down the ramp to get out.
Typical.
The most inefficient way to live. Now,
are you out of bed?
I stood there and I stared at him as he. I was like, "This guy's not going to make the left."
You're watching him.
I was like, "He's going to do something else." Yeah, he almost hit the building when he made the left into the CVS.
Yes.
I bet you today's the first day he's ever driven.
What kind of car was he driving?
Like a long Lexus. It's a white Lexus.
Yeah. Any dings on it?
Yeah, and another tall tale sign. If you're listening to a radio station
tall-tale
from your
sign.
Home, tall tale sign. Damn it! I'm an idiot. Listen. I may not be able to speak today, but know this. If you're out there.
5 stars for charisma.
And if you've got a radio station, which I'm fine for, the international flavor.
Sure.
And it's telling you it's 7 o'clock in Mumbai, then I question if you know what's going on here in the rules.
So it's listening to international radio.
Yes. And I'm fine with that.
Sure.
But you got to be able to drive and maybe a little hygiene.
See, I think all your stuff is valid points. Listen to what this man is saying.
Please.
Please.
If you're out there, I'm sure you're better than this.
Yes.
But know that the consumer's watching.
And you know what?
We know.
We know. We ultimately hold the purse strings.
No, I mean, I'm lucky enough to have this platform as you and Mike and our entire team here. But I sat there and said, there's no way this guy has been driving for longer than a week.
You know what? You're going to be at 5 stars before you know it.
No, I'm going down. I'm telling you, I'm going to ding again.
No. Challenge this guy.
Thank you for letting me vent.
I'm glad. And you
cheese
know
cheese news when we come back?
If you're good.
Thank you.
You know what? You're 5 stars to me.
It's the worst. I'm the worst. Everyone's going to be like, I can't relate to this guy. He lives a different life. He's an alien.
An illegal alien. We're back
no,
after this.
I'm illegal.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In these divisive times, it's hard to find common ground. It's difficult to concur, which is why there is such value to calm, collected political discourse. This is why we need political persuasions. Mike O'Mara.
You don't f***ing understand that we're in a world of shit right now.
Chris Freitz.
Jamie, yeah, I'm not going to let it happen. Line of Fonzie Quizzy.
Cool, considerate men.
You want to yell? I'll f***ing yell, asshole.
Yell.
Because
let's
the
and never clouding their judgment with the fog of emotion.
You know why you can't? Because there's
did.
Nobody.
Why
there's
don't you fucking let me talk?
O'Mara, I pretend that you're objective, but you're not really objective. Phrase.
I let you run on and blah, 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 and I don't interrupt your red-faced rants, and then I try to say 3 words and
talking the issues of today.
Are you going to let me finish a sentence today?
Find it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Political Persuasions, quietly changing the world.
No!
Here's a fact.
Most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why? Because most weight loss plans just tell you what to do while you're on the plan, not after. And you end up feeling bad about yourself. With Noom, you'll lose the guilt and learn how to develop a new relationship with food. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet, you learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Don't diet, learn. Build new, better habits for a new, better you. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand, literally. The nutrition expert and fitness trainer is there for you all in one. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It absolutely takes the agony out of food tracking. I love it. Noom is designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What's amazing about this product is that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, they both went to the Noom.
That's moon, Mike. They went to the moon.
Oh, yes. Never mind. Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good.
It went to the Noom. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm going to put a back burner. I'm going to back burner the cheese news because I want to wish you. It's coming up. Want to say happy World Radio Day to my partner, Oscar Santana.
Woo!
Today is World Radio Day, February 13th, and it's also what they call Galentine's Day, but that doesn't affect us because we're fellas. But as I saw that it was World Radio Day, I saw something yesterday that reminded me of what an amazing radio nerd I always have been. Yesterday marked the 27th anniversary of the day that WAVA, the station where Mike got his start with Don Geronimo, they signed off. They were sold and they went to religious programming, and they were the only, at that time, the only top 40 station in Washington, D.C. 1992, I was in college. I was in Richmond. I couldn't pick it up down there. But I read about it in the Washington Post. I actually drove home that night from Richmond to hear the station sign off.
If this was anybody else, I'd be judging them, I'd be questioning them, and I'd actually try to take a deeper dive into the progression of their life and where they belonged in society. But you, and you should know that you, I saw your post on Facebook and I saw that, I was like, oh, that was endearing and sweet.
But there's an underlying amount of sadness and tedium to it.
I know,
as well.
I already know that about you, so I didn't really think too much about that.
Right.
But I also feel like there are more people out there that are doing things like this.
Yeah.
And mind you, if you're talking about format flips or stations dying, mm-hmm. I'm the king of that.
Sure.
Like
you've killed many radio stations.
I'm usually
stations.
There when they die.
Yes.
Like the death rattle, that's us. That's a death rattle.
You're a person of interest.
Yeah. Let's hire this cheap, talented talent.
Right.
And then we'll just roll them out to another station when we're let's hire them in mid-flip so nobody knows what's happening. So.
He's got a 5-star station killing review.
I think we've killed 4 stations.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Like, and by we, I mean Chad and I. Chad, together, we're bad luck.
Yeah.
Alone, we can succeed. So separate, like the forces are strong enough to keep a format going.
Right.
Separate. Together, it's too much, and we collapse from within. That's what happens.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's like somebody, oh, and this is another sidebar when they're removing the chimney. I'm like, well, this is probably structural. I hope that they looked at the rest of the house.
I'm sure they did.
I could just be standing here, and this whole thing's going to collapse right on me.
Yeah, money pit.
Now,
looking at the broken
bathtub.
They're
just removing the top, not the bottom.
Oh, well,
just the tippy top.
Then even if the chimney is structural, yes. As long as it's in the, it'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be okay. Now,
leave it open in case any animals want to get in there. You know, it's still a few months of winter left.
No more possums, no more rats.
Right.
More
teachers' dirty looks.
Between you and I. When you were posting this,
yeah.
You knew it was dorky, right?
I did, but you know what? It really made me think back to what a chilling moment it was for me, because I started really listening to that station before I was in high school, and it was my source of news and music and everything well into college. And it was people, and I tried to explain this to my daughter last night, and because she's grown up in an age where if you ever want a song, you get it on the internet, mm-hmm. and if you want news, you just light up the internet. And everything is always available, always. School closings, they call you now.
Mm.
School closings on the radio was like the greatest thing in high school because you'd actually have to get up, turn on the radio, and wait for them to go through the list of all the stuff. If it snowed, you know, the Montgomery County, 2 hours late, and then you get to Fairfax County, yeah. Closed. You'd scream. It would be so exciting because it was really news. And the radio, people, you know, they've been bemoaning the death of radio per se for a long time because radio doesn't do that. They don't have that relationship anymore. You don't have a station that you listen to.
Yeah, it was. It's a different time, different place. Everything's on demand now.
And I kind of miss it. I know what we have now is more efficient and what we have now makes more sense probably in the grand scheme of things. But I miss the fact that when you used to wake up to a radio station and you'd listen to it in the morning, as you know, they kept you company. Yeah. Listen to it when you got home. Listen to it in the car. I can't think of the last time I spent any reasonable amount of time listening to a radio station in a car. But that used to be what you had to do. And so I was thinking back, and I was trying to remember, I picked up the station way about Fredericksburg, so I was driving from Richmond back home to Washington, D.C. area, and I can tell you exactly where I was on Ashburn Village Boulevard when they said the future has come to this, and the station turned off, and it just went to static.
How old are you?
It was 92, so I was 21.
The same year you lost your virginity, right?
Oh, that would come much later because I didn't marry till I was 25.
It's making sense. And I just want to highlight that because most 21-year-olds are like partying, trying to figure out where they could buy beer, meeting girls.
Exactly.
You're driving to hear radio stations die.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was like a family. This, I don't want to overstate it. But it was a part of me that died. And as I said on the Facebook yesterday, it's that station that made me choose my career such as it is.
This should be noted. And really for your visuals, and I promised a pony cam like 3 weeks ago to the TMOS fan club, I'm gonna get that done. Because Pony, of all people, has the worst. He's the biggest loser we know on the show. Like he just is, right?
Right.
Let's just call it what it is. Hey, you're welcome. But you are.
Hey, but you know what? We really haven't introduced all the interns yet.
Fair. But he's a lovable loser. Like he's got the dolls, and he's got his mom, and he's got his car,
which
was his mom's car. That's what he's got, and the show. Now, and don't get me wrong, you are skilled and talented in your own right, but nobody knows it because you don't tell anybody, and you're an introvert. Now,
you are beloved.
When Pony shows disgust in your life,
yeah,
that's your governor. That's when you've hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
Pony, on your worst day. Let's say you've dusted all the dolls and they're put all back in their packaging and it's perfect.
Is that a code?
And you've made sure that their value is correct and you think about putting them on eBay, but you don't do it because you love them so much.
Gotta go home and dust the dolls.
Yeah. When you're done with that, and your worst day, do you ever drive out of your way to hear a radio station die?
No, I mean, on my...
Well, first of all, you need to rephrase the question because it's not something that happens all the time. It's not do you drive, it's would you drive?
Okay, thanks.
Would you?
Well, the answer is absolutely no. I mean, I'm not going to get in the car and drive anywhere around here. But
of course
Jesus,
not. It might have a left-hand turn.
To listen to a radio station die. That's so depressing.
Yeah, good to know. Good to know.
Well, it's a piece of history, though. It was a big deal to me.
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
And you know what? I feel HFS, it was a big deal.
I saw WHFS die twice. I cried the first time. The second time, I was like, well, that's about right.
That's true. The second death is never a big deal.
We got an extra year and a half out of it in Baltimore.
Seems about right. But I do think that from what I saw on Facebook yesterday, a lot of people shared the feelings. And it was just...
What's a lot? I looked. I might have liked. Oh, don't tell me I liked.
You might have liked.
I don't think I liked.
No, there was quite a few likes, and there was a lot of comments of people that were mad. And it was a fitting reminder to the point that radio station meant a lot to me in the day. Because it's not like I dwell on it now.
What day was it? Do you remember the day?
Well, it was
day of the week.
It was probably a Thursday.
Oh,
seems to me like
God.
A Thursday. I don't know.
Prime time going out hunting for you know what.
Yeah. You know what the thing was though is the most depressing part is I got a lot of complaints back then that I left town because the girls were looking for me. They said, hey, where's Rob? He's at home killing a radio station.
The only person that complained was your shift manager at Safeway. It said, hey, man, we really need you. We had a call out.
I had to stock the beer for all the people that were doing what they should have been doing.
You got a gray rack, your fake ID? Well, won't even tell anybody. We're good. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting crying in a car. I'm going home and listening to Jingles.
No,
Christian Rock.
All right. What a disaster. Well, thank you for sharing that. Very sad. Made my life feel a lot better.
Yeah, but happy radio day.
Happy radio day. Let's put two antennas and touch them.
All right.
Together.
Poles to poles. All right, back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Valentine's Day, Joe.
Yes, my eighth favorite holiday.
All right. Here's some tips for you, fellas. Why don't you get next to your girl on the couch, get a nice bottle of wine, download that TMOS app, and hit play on the Rob and Joe Show.
That's a horrible advice. She'll leave you.
Well, that's the whole idea. Then you'll be single. You have to celebrate that stupid holiday. Rob and Joe Show. Romance is never in the air. Hear us every week, robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and subscribe on iTunes.
Do you love discovering new products? Then you need FabFitFun. Mm. That's three F's, and it's fantastic. But it's not phony. That would be a PH. FabFitFun allows women everywhere to discover new products, including brands that you know and love. How about champagne body scrub, or a beautiful floral kimono style robe, or amazing aromatherapy diffuser? FabFitFun makes a great gift to yourself or to a loved one. Everything you get is full size. No samples of anything. The retail value of the spring box is $350. You can customize your box or be surprised. Either way, you're going to love FabFitFun. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. It's like Christmas four times a year. She loved the hydrating eye mask, the body wash, and the essential oils. So cool! Sign up for FabFitFun today. FabFitFun boxes always sell out. Use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
All right. I will get the cheese news. I have two quick items I want to get to.
Please.
We got a short break here. Maddie, are you there?
On the edge of my seat.
Yes, because you are the cheese queen.
Yes.
This survey came out from UpRocks. It's a website. UPROX.
Two X.
Don't do three X's.
No, two X.
It'll take you to the wrong website. Yeah. It says here, this is the headline, 96% of Americans say they love cheese. Mm. So if you love cheese, you're in good company. And 41% say it would be harder to give up cheese than alcohol or sex for a month.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask, as far as cheese is concerned,
right.
Probably the least sexy food.
Not a sexy food.
Right?
I would say maybe done right, like a fondue might border on sexy.
Fondue?
More like a fondant. Am I right,
gross,
ladies? No, but I mean the whole procedure of the fondue and the dipping, I think that's as sexy as cheese gets, and that's not that sexy.
That's not sexy.
No.
Mm-mm. What's that expensive fondue place you take on dates once in a while?
Melting Pot?
Yeah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. What a ripoff. Okay. The fondue. Okay, yes. Let's start there briefly.
Right.
That place is nice. It's expensive. And it's a lot of conversation.
Sure.
But you don't get that much food.
No, you're right.
So I equate
cheese. One of them small plate restaurants.
I equate cheese to just being backed up.
25% of people surveyed said they would not date someone who did not like cheese.
I think those 25% are wrong.
You know, I know there is one celebrity. I know a celebrity
into the world where you're like, oh, you got to have cheese on that burger. Oh, you know what? Things are off.
I know one celebrity that hates cheese.
Who?
Bryant Gumbel.
That's fine. You can afford to.
I remember one time they were doing it. It was a long time ago. They were doing a tasting thing on the Today Show, and he vehemently would not taste it because there was cheese in it.
A guy like that can decide what he wants. But if you're going to break up with somebody because they don't like cheese, you got bigger issues.
Mrs. Gumbel?
No, it's an idiot. It's a fool's errand. Like, no. So what if they're lactose intolerant? What are you going to do then?
You know what? What about this complication? What about you're lactose intolerant, but you love cheese?
Well, how is that possible? You're going to be in pain all day.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Are you lactose intolerant and you love cheese?
No.
Who do you know that's like that?
I don't know anybody, but I'm sure it happens.
I drink milk. I'm a little bit lactose intolerant, but I don't love it enough to be today I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to do this.
I love the fact that in 2019, you're more tolerant of lactose.
I'm terrible.
You're making an effort, and I think that's nice.
Terrible.
But Maddie, I just wanted your reaction. I'm going to give you the top 10 most popular cheeses.
All right.
And I want you to know if you agree.
Sure.
We'll start at 10 and move up. Monterey Jack. Provolone, Gouda, Feta, Gruyere, Swiss, Brie, Cheddar, Parmesan, and our number one cheese, mozzarella.
Yeah, those are all
seems accurate.
Those are all common cheeses.
Common cheeses.
Yeah. All right. When you read these stories, do you ever feel like maybe I shouldn't read them on air?
No, I think I should because it's very key. I'm thinking about the person that is so conflicted.
If that list had so many cheeses in it that were like strange cheeses,
right.
That would make sense.
But that's
those are
not
all, those are your top 10 cheeses that anybody's like, I'll take that.
I don't know. I think Brie might be misplaced in
there. Goat cheese isn't on it.
I hate goat cheese.
Yeah, but because—
Goat cheese tastes like dirt.
They don't have goat cheese on that list because it's so hated.
Aha! Aha, but you know what it is? Well, what about cream cheese?
But that's semantics.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't walk in and be like, hey, can I get a wedge of that cream cheese?
Mm.
Nobody says that.
No, it's more of a brick. That's a brick cheese.
Oh, God. Thank you for sharing. I'm sorry I ever went back to it.
No, I think you're fine. Well, now
Thank you for a bad cheese story.
No, it was just, I like to keep, you know, like Mike never lets a Justin Bieber story go.
Yes.
Right? I think it's important, that, especially if with cheese royalty sitting with us.
This is the sad part.
Yes.
You try to shoehorn that terrible story in at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Then I begged for it because you're like, oh, you're taking away what I don't have. And then you bring it back again and you sell it. I like the beginning of that half of that story because you're like, oh, 25% of people, that's cool.
Right.
But the top 10 cheeses were like ubiquitous cheeses. Right?
Ubiquitous cheeses.
Like those are all, like those are the love cheese.
It's a shop on M Street, isn't it?
The most accepting cheeses.
Well, they're the top cheeses.
Yes.
I mean, I wanted Maddie's take on it. She's, dude, we're surrounded by cheese royalty.
I'm just saying.
Do you know who I am?
Bow to your queen, Oscar.
Cheese royalty would actually love all the cheeses.
Bow to your royalty.
Go cheese. Terrible. Bad and black olives.
Tastes like dirt. I bet you know what? Let's make you a pizza. We'll make a pizza for you.
A goat cheese pizza?
A goat cheese pizza with black olives and undercooked pepperoni.
I'd rather pay higher taxes.
Okay, well, good news. You can have both.
That's what's happening
right
now.
That's right. All right, we're going to be back after this with entertainment news.
Woo!
Or as I like to call it, Oscarazzi. Back after this. Hey, here he is, Nameberry.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
All right, let's say you're at the melting pot.
Please.
You're melting some of those ubiquitous cheeses that Oscar loves so bad.
I went to the last time I went to the Melting Pot and was right before I met Shannon.
Yes.
I went on a date.
Ah. You and Todd?
No. But she lived near Todd's house, which is funny enough. And I remember sitting there being like, man, these girls' bangs are terrible. Like 3 hours of me like, why would... Look, there was a moment here when bangs came back and people were just kind of trying them out because their hairdresser decided...
No.
Ladies. We didn't like them in the 80s. We don't like them now. But I remember getting like the fourth course of like dipping cheeses or bread or meat, whatever we ordered, and be like, man, why'd you do those bangs?
Well, that's exactly where I thought this spot was going to go.
That's not what she looked like on Facebook.
But I'm saying, let's say you're at the melting pot and the girl has a great haircut.
Yes.
All right?
I'm sorry. Complete digress.
And everything is going great. Yeah. And you know what happens? You finish your meal.
Yeah.
And they bring you out a little something extra.
Ooh, like surprise and delight.
Like a free dessert. And you're like, this is great because I like what I had, but I like getting something more.
For free, yes.
That's like the Mike O'Mara bonus show.
Oh.
It's a little something extra.
No bangs.
At the end of the week, without bangs, we're all going to comb our hair straight back and give you a sixth bonus hour.
Straight back.
Straight back. We're going to look like Gordon Gekko.
A dude with bangs would be like a Caesar haircut.
Yeah, or if you go further, like Mo and the Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
All right.
That doesn't look good on guys either, see?
You're right. You're absolutely right. But anyway, you go to our website.
Tommy's like, I don't know what women like.
I was going to get bangs today.
All my dolls have bangs. I love them.
I was going to get bangs today. Anyway, go to the website.
He just looks at me like I'm crazy.
Because all you like is Bang Bus. That's the only bangs you find.
You know what? No, I don't have a subscription. You know what? I'm not talking about this. We have clients in the other room, you dummy.
Yeah, come on, dummy. And buy the bonus show. You just click the banner on our website. That's all you have to do.
Yes.
And it's
no
like
bangs.
Getting... You're helping. All right. Buy the bonus show. And here he is, a man with perfect hair. Pony looked at him and said, I'm sure glad he doesn't have bangs.
He was looking at me like I was the weirdo with bangs.
Oscarazzi, right here.
Hey. Hi, Pamela.
Is that the new one? Hey.
For you Disney fans.
That's me.
The Frozen 2 trailer was released today.
Yes.
And for you parents out there, get ready for another melee of Play It Again, Daddy. Play It Again, Daddy. Play It Again, Daddy. Play It Again, Mommy. Play It Again, Mommy. Play It Again, Mommy. Frozen 2.
Yeah, I remember Jabril's recorder concert when they played Let It Snow or Let It Go.
Let It Go.
Let It Go on the recorder.
Let It Snow.
It was horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
I don't mind the song as much, but if I was a parent, I'd hate it by now.
What if the princess in that movie had bangs?
Well, look, there's a difference between the sheer bangs and like what I think they call a bob. But bangs and then like the ponytail, that's kind of, that's all right.
All right.
But bangs and the bob, no, it's your lampshade. Nobody wants to date a lampshade.
Thanks for being more tolerant in 2019.
I like the bob.
I hate all bobs.
There's
except
one
for
bob. Exactly.
Fellas, yes, so watch out. You'll see that on your kids' phones and devices.
Watch out. Here it comes.
Jennifer Lopez reveals 50th birthday tour. And as far as Jennifer Lopez, who knew she was 50? She's going to turn 50.
Jennifer Aniston just turned 50.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is really horrifying because it's making me realize the fact that my contemporaries are turning 50. And then I go, oh, dummy, you're turning 50 soon,
and
too.
I know they get paid to look good, but it really makes you feel terrible when you're like, that person looks younger than me and better than me.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about that. If you ever get that feeling, look at Jennifer Love Hewitt. In a couple bad years for love.
Also,
I think she looks good.
Just a quick sidebar. Jennifer, I know that you're with A-Rod. Everybody knows. He was at the Grammy sweating.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. We don't care about his penis size. Like, that's the last thing we
want.
Hey,
speak apparently for yourself.
She was on Ellen, and she was talking about the Red October that's in his pants. That is not something we want to deal with. Aziz Ansari, speaking of second chances.
I love him.
Look, if you have been... And I will say this, that this is not a popular take, but I feel of all the people that were accused, Aziz Ansari, after reading both sides of what happened here, he of all the high profile comedians that was accused of sexual misconduct, he at most, at face value at least, and even after the fact, you sit there and you say, well, there's two sides to that story.
Sure.
And the idea that he can come back and do what he does for a living and talk about it on stage as he did this past weekend, that is fascinating.
And if memory serves, of all the people who were accused when there was that run for a month or so when it seemed like everybody, every day there was an accusation, he seemed to embrace it and address it
right away,
which
head
I think
on.
Is what you have to do, and I admire him for
head
that.
Head on. In this article, it talks about getting on stage and saying, I quote, I was scared that I'd never be able to do this again. And most people, when they come and they come back and do the set, like Louis C.K., like he just does his set, right?
Right.
But
it never happened.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of Louis C.K. It's sometimes disappointing where you're like, is this tone deaf? Are you just going to move forward? Are we like you actually copped to these allegations?
Right.
But Aziz Ansari, for me, I felt like there was two sides to the story. I felt like after hearing the account, there could have been, and maybe this is I'm open enough to say that this might be my perspective as a male.
Sure.
But it's nice to see him be able to do this, but also address what happened.
I think if you know. Those who are without sin, please cast the first stone.
Yes.
Everybody has screwed up somewhere, sometime. I think the making of the man is the fact that he's addressing it and apologizing and saying that he's going to try to be better in the future. What more can you ask of the guy?
Agreed.
Good for him.
Speaking of people that are trying to make right of a possible wrong, and this was definitely a wrong, Pete Davidson, your SNL fans out there.
He dates... everybody
covers up matching Ariana Grande tattoo with the word cursed. Now, we all know about tattoos and girlfriends and boyfriends and how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I only know one couple that has a tattoo with their boyfriend and girlfriend on there that has had a successful marriage.
Really?
Yes. One couple. And it's not like they're we met through the shows and I was like, oh, that's crazy. You guys have each other's tattoos. Immediately, years ago, I was like, doomed.
Yeah.
Doom. That's like when you get a sitcom or you get a reality show and you're a couple, eventually someone cheats.
Of course.
So I read this and I went, when you get this tattoo, if that's what's going to happen, because when you're in love, you'll do crazy things. I know this. Will you, I think there's got to be a playbook, like a secret playbook for guys or girls that says, what tattoo can I get that I could change right away?
It's in that book from National Treasure that only the presidents see. It's hidden in the Library
of Congress. Like a black light. Exactly. There is a secret. This is perfect. I love this. There is a secret black light ink that you can use.
Right.
Because a tattoo artist, you technically want the same guy who did the work on your neighbor's roof to do the work on your roof. Because they know the area, right?
Full circle, Oscar.
So you want the tattoo artist that gives you that loved one's tattoo to then go back for an extra $200 and say, use this blacklight ink, use your same artistry, and make it something else just in case. And so if then we don't the have new tattoo artists can just trace around that.
And if we don't have that blacklight technology, do it like the last page of a Mad magazine, where if you like fold your hand, it turns into something else.
There might be 20 people out there to get that, but that is genius.
The flesh folded. Rob. We need one more, please.
One more. Yes. This is a Netflix alert. You probably are on this already. If I'm late to it, I'm sorry. Russian Doll. Russian Doll is a new show on.
It's about the first lady, right?
No, it has nothing to do with like Russian mail or bride.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Or politics or anything like that. This show is so weird and strange that I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm on the third episode.
Is it like Baskets in that way? You watch it and you say, what did I just see?
Hi, I'm Dale Baskets, and I'm a French clown. Look at me. Woo! One of the greatest episodes I've ever seen on television. I'm through three seasons. I used to make fun of Rob because I didn't understand his Baskets obsession.
But am I right? Every time you finish an episode, you're like, what did I just watch?
Yes.
It's so great, though.
That is entertaining.
Yes,
this is entertaining, but also confusing.
Okay.
Because what happens is like she's reliving the same cycle of life, like in an endless Russian Doll.
Okay. Oh, like a nesting doll.
Yeah, a nesting doll.
Right.
Where like every time something else happens, and every time she dies, she goes back to the original point.
Oh, man. That sounds maddening and fascinating at the same time.
So check it out if you're out there. That's your pick to click. That would be your Netflix Russian Doll out now. Give it at least a couple episodes to figure out, like, okay, I see where this is going. But there is no closure yet. And if you're not on Baskets yet, shame on you, because by the fourth season, we'll get Mike involved, and we're all going to be talking about Chip and Dale.
By the way,
their names are Chip and Dale. And it's the same guy that's playing Zach Galifianakis.
One more firework, please. One more firework at the rodeo.
Was that another firework?
All right.
That's another $600.
Way inside baseball.
I can't do it. Can you do a good Dale?
I would have to hear him, but I would try to do it, yeah.
Oh, no, Chip. It would be Chip. No, it would be Dale. Dale's the one with the accent, right?
Yeah.
The brother.
Is that another firework? $600, mama.
If you ever walked into the Santana household,
yes. We
do Dale Baskets. To each other. This is how much, you know what? We're the losers. Like, what am I talking about? The dolls the pony has and the radio station.
Well, as soon as the radio station gets shut off, I'm coming to your house.
If you're doing Dale Baskets at home with your loved one, your relationship is broken.
That's all right. Well, I guess that's the first step to curing it. We're back after this. We're going to do the audio.
They fight each other on the same screen. How do they do that?
I don't know. Hollywood magic.
Yeah.
All right, we're back after this.
They bought a rodeo.
I understand, Oscar. We understand it's a small country, Arthur.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're back after this with the audio vault.
Russian Doll. Check it out.
A man.
I might come up to you and get all handsy. Not inappropriately.
A woman.
I'm really uncomfortable with everything that you just said.
Married. But not to each other.
Actually, to be fair, I'm uncomfortable with it too.
Sharing conversations about life, puppies, fine beverages, loaded with bad puns and tension.
What's that?
I would call for like 3 to 7 inches and like hope for the best.
Mixed with popcorn jingles. WABC. Cake and cookies. Available on the TMOS app and at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I cannot believe the things that come out of my mouth.
Oh, Katie. We talked yesterday, Oscar. It was indeed Ben Franklin.
Thank you for continuing that show, by the way.
Oh, appreciate it. It's fun when we do it. Katie is actually, just so people know, had to spend some time with her mom, and her mom is doing great, and she's coming back home to Savannah. New episode in a few days. So.
Good.
Benjamin Franklin said, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of."
That's
the
quote
I was looking for yesterday. And I say this because who has the time to park and shop and wait in line? Let's say you want something at Target. You don't want to turn it into a career.
No.
Do you know you can buy online at Target through MikeOMaraShow.com and go and pick your stuff up at customer service?
And you don't have to have the Batmobile or DeLorean to do it.
No, it's so easy to do. I actually did it in the thick of Christmas shopping. I was able to get in and out of Target in like 20 seconds. It's
Pick
so
up,
easy.
On your way home.
And the thing that you need to know is anytime you buy from Target or Walmart or Macy's, and you go through our website, you support our show and you're helping yourself, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Take advantage, people.
So do not squander time. It is the stuff life is made of. It costs you nothing. It means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Shop there or get bent. Okay? Thank you. Today's Audio Vault for February 13th, 2019. And did you know, are you familiar with a show called Peppa Pig?
No, I'm not.
This is a kid's show. My kids were too young for it, but it's very popular among youngsters now. It's a British show, and it's about a family of pigs. Mm-hmm. They're cartoon pigs, and they have British accents, but they snort too. This is the theme to Peppa Pig, okay?
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother, George. This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig.
Now, I've got friends with youngsters, and they love Peppa Pig. But here's the thing. This is trending, and this
is there like an import tax on that?
No, I think we're free on that. But keep in mind, keep an eye on them. They used to be our enemy.
Peppa Pig. Good luck with the Brexit, by the way.
Lots of working out pretty good. So
I mean, I've watched the documentary Brexit on HBO with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And so a quick sidebar.
That's fine.
I didn't understand the Brexit. And this is how hot our Saturday nights are at Casa de Santana.
Well, you mean you're taking time away from your character work? Talking like Gail Baskets?
Yeah. Dale Baskets. I'm sorry. We're going to lose it. I'll get it right. So if you want to know what Brexit is, that's the easiest way to get spoon-fed what happened there.
Okay.
It's slow at first, as it should be.
And the middle's slow, and the end drags a little bit.
And then it picks up.
Sure it does.
But don't do it if you're going to sleep, because it'll help you go to bed.
All right. It's sort of like a 90-minute video ambient.
But, and if I'm not mistaken, it chronicled that Peppa Pig vote to stay.
That's right. So the people that I know, I have friends with younger kids, and the kids watch Peppa Pig always. It's a cable show. Here's the thing. People have been in parenting groups on the internet, and they're saying that their kids are picking up British accents.
Oh,
from
that's
watching
great.
It, and they say, experts say that eventually this will drop, but as the kids are learning to talk, they're saying words like Peppa would. This is an American child talking with their parents.
George?
How does Peppa Pig say no?
No.
How does she say water?
Water.
How does she say daddy?
Daddy.
How does she say mommy?
Mommy.
How does she say George?
George.
I just find it impossibly
that
cute.
Is so cool.
And that they're picking it up just, I mean, almost symbiotically from
if
watching the show.
If I had a baby, I'd dress them up like little suits, little top coats, hats.
Sure. And like, make them like talk like that?
Sherlock Holmes.
Exactly.
If it was a boy.
With a pipe.
Or a girl.
A bubble pipe, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, good news, Oscar.
Yes.
Bill Cosby loves prison.
Oh, no.
And I don't know why they think this is a good idea, but he has an official spokesman named Andrew Wyatt.
Hmm.
And a TV station did a piece. They said, how's Cosby doing in prison? Because do you remember the way he looked in court?
Oh.
Like one foot in the grave?
I was like, that guy's going to die in prison.
Looked legally blind? Well, apparently he's doing great.
He looks really amazing. He's down to 195 pounds. He hasn't eaten any bread, no dessert, and he hasn't drank any coffee since he's been in there. Now, the funny part about it, Mrs. Cosby has been trying to stop him from drinking coffee for 55 years, and she said it took this to stop him from drinking coffee. They wake him up at 3:30 a.m., and he exercises. He's in his cell. He does leg lifts. He pushes up against the bed and does push-ups to stay in shape. He showers, and he waits for breakfast.
He also rinses his food 3 times to get salt out of it.
Okay.
And then you got to go and put the salt in the food because it's going to make the women so sleepy.
If you took the middle part of that,
yes,
that's what he was doing to the people he attacked.
Exactly.
Like, why would you ever use those? He wakes up at 3:30 in the morning, leg lifts, he's off coffee. The man is in prison. There's no success stories. What about all the victims, you a-hole?
I'm down to 195 pounds and feel so good.
I'm sure this is a good narrative for your client.
Yeah.
Like, life is good. His wife finally got... She could have stopped him from attacking all those women.
No, she's too busy on making him drink coffee.
You know what did that? Prison.
I just wonder...
What an a-hole.
I understand the television station looking for the story, but why would he actually issue a statement via a spokesperson?
And this is how bad it's gotten. I think that I can't even get behind his comedy anymore.
No, I actually
You know, this separation of church and state where you can separate the art from the actual person. With Bill Cosby, that is not the case for me.
I have every one of his albums, and every now and then one of those will pop up on iTunes if I'm listening on a shuffle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't listen because everything is tainted. Stuff that I had committed to memory as a kid, just so classic. It's really sickening, but at least he's cutting down on the sodium.
What a jerk.
Attaboy, Bill. Have you ever wondered what it would be like if a guy played Bohemian Rhapsody on a guitar but only used chopsticks?
No, but I'd love to hear
it. This is how it sounds. It's actually multi-tracked, but...
That's cool.
And it's fun. It's got a four-screen split, and he's just using chopsticks on the guitar, so it's pretty cool.
My wife plays that game Magic Piano.
What is that?
Well. It's a little game on your app that is overly priced. And
I see.
But you can play piano on it. And this, if you get this song right on piano, fantastic.
So a little bit, is it like Rock Band a little bit by your phone?
Just perfect analogy.
That's cool. I love the fact that Queen is happening again. I thought Queen was sort of overlooked for many years, and I'm glad that with the new movie coming out, people are playing
Great Queen. Movie, by the way.
Yeah, people need to see it. Now, let's close with this. I love Ray Romano. I have for a long time. I actually saw him once in a New York hotel yell at his children. They were playing in
What'd he say?
Hey, get out of that door! The kids were just going around in a circle. It was a revolving door.
It
was a lobby of a hotel in Times Square. And I was with my dad. And he said, hey, I think that's Ray Romano. I said, I don't think that is Ray Romano. There's really no way to tell. And then he said, hey, get out of that door. I said, hey, I'll be damned. It is Ray Romano. Anyway, he's talking about the weird hypothetical questions that he comes up when he talks to his kids. He parents like I do.
The one I did with Matt, when he was like about 8 and he was just getting into basketball, we were in the backyard. And I said to him, Matt, if someone gave you two shots, and all you got to do is make one, and if you do, you get all the money in the world, right into the basket. But if you miss them both, you lose your leg.
Oh, my God.
And I'm saying this to an 8-year-old. And he thought about it, you know, and he says, I don't know. And I said, all right, forget about it. And then 2 days later, we were driving in the car, and from the back seat, he goes, Dad, would your leg just fall off, or would they have to cut it off?
That's a really good question.
Yes, and I told him, I guess they got to cut it off. He went, all right, I'm not doing it.
So that's your magic audio.
I love kids.
Have a great
day. That's so funny.
That is, but that's something I would do. I know. That's the thing that I love about it. And that's, you know, someday if you have a child,
Who knows?
Nothing is lost. They're simmering on it for a long time, and that's what I think is brilliant. That's it, folks. Have a great Wednesday. Thank you for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Please remember to grab our app. You know that there is something called TMOS Live that anytime you click on it, we're there for you.
Yep.
I talked about radio and my love for radio today. It's like us on a radio station. We're there for you.
Happy Radio Day.
Happy Radio Day.
Hawk, I see the king's coming down the street. Is that what it is?
No. Hawk, I hear the cannons roar.
Oh, that's what it is.
Is that the king approaching? And then Pony says, hark.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's the king or not.
All messages for the weekly mailbag.
I'm the winner.
I'll win after I kill them. Then I'll be the winner.
Don't give away my plan.
Too late. All messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's. Hey, that's me at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. Feel better, Mike.
Ciao, ciao.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.